Hey, everybody, and welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 54. You okay?
I'm good.
Okay, good.
All right. I made it through the tunnel.
Good. We're a lot of
it's not a good thing.
What? A lot of big books came out last week, so we wanted to talk about them. And some people want to talk about Batman, but I said no. Maybe we'll hold it till the end, just for spoiler reasons. But
Read Batman.
Introduce everybody. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics.
I'm Donnie.
Adam Russell.
That's just Donnie.
Just Donnie.
Jeremy Dan.
Ryan Sargent.
Matt Lytle.
And I'm Megan.
Megan's visiting. She's going to listen in. She's a little intimidated.
A little bit.
Ryan scared her. So, way to go, Ryan.
Sorry.
So.
That was horrible.
Wasn't paying attention.
I just downed all my tea.
So your tea. Uh-oh. Jeremy's super hopped up on Jeremy. Tea. Look out. Okay. First one I want to talk about, AVX5. Big book, you know, the end of part one. I was not a big fan, but I know...
Phoenix Force 5.
The Phoenix Force 5, yes. I know Matt liked it.
Once you reread it and understood what Stark was doing, when he said firing disruptors, I mean, it's kind of obvious that he was disrupting it. So it's
but it didn't. There was certainly nothing there that showed that it broke into five pieces. It broke into like 100 in the artwork. Like I said, it was bad storytelling.
Maybe it's like Power Rangers.
It hit five people. It didn't hit Hope. It missed Hope.
Hope had the Phoenix later.
According to the text piece in number six, it missed Hope.
Even Hope said it missed her.
Yeah, Hope said it at the end that it missed her.
So I just think
she had the power before.
It may have been a good intention book, but I think the storytelling was very poor.
It was Romita.
And Fracture.
I don't know. He's been drawing the whole thing, and I thought this was the worst of it all.
I don't think it was AVX. Yeah. I think it was one of the X-Men books that I had never consciously realized until now. But there was a scene where Rachel was talking, and she was basically implying that she actually was hosting the Phoenix Force. I always thought that was something they had written out years ago.
Oh, it was either Wolverine or the X-Men or X-Men. Yeah, Legacy.
She said
she had been able to contain it.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. Yeah. Not that issue, but that the Phoenix Force 5 stuff was...
I just didn't get that.
To me, it didn't even seem like something. It didn't even seem like something the Phoenix would do.
For something that could be disrupted, exactly.
Especially when Hank
and Thor's team and all those guys basically did the same thing, but it didn't work. Yeah. But then Tony is one of the smartest
people on Earth. I mean, he's one of the top five.
Why did you think
he was riding around in a Transformer?
You think that if the world was about ready to be...
A Gundam.
That's what it was. Space terrible.
Yeah. You think if the world was about ready to be destroyed by the Phoenix, though, they would have chose their top smart person, which I think would be Reed Richards. Instead, they chose what? Did you just say six? The six smartest person.
He's like in the top five.
I know. I'm just saying. They seemed to be like
House of M.
No,
they had Beast on it.
No, he had a number. He was like the third smartest.
Yeah, he's not.
He was never the first, or maybe Mr. Terrific's the third. I don't know.
Mr. Terrific's third.
I know, but one of them always makes reference to what number they are.
Mr. Terrific's third.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I didn't read it, but I've been reading about it. But so,
okay, Sean.
Thanks. So Bleeding Cool had said something about...
Had him in the...
There was a story that Kieran Gillen had written in the recent month or so that sort of kind of fleshed out the idea.
Well, it might have been the next... That issue of Uncanny that came out.
Maybe
that
was
it.
Okay. I don't know. He had like a parable story from what they posted on Bleeding Cool that looked like he sort of used another alien race... Having the Phoenix come to them.
That's
got to
be. That must be the new issue.
It was an Uncanny last week. It was Unit from Sword.
Last week's. I haven't read that one. Sorry.
Okay. It was funny. I was reading Avengers. I started to read it. But I stopped because the opening caption said events in this book take place before AVX4. Oh. I'm like,
thanks.
Can I return that?
Six is out next week.
You come out the week after five. I'm like, you're already off. Kilter.
That is something that I've been hearing, though. It seems like the chronology of the issues
is non-existent.
Okay, is it? Oh.
Well, not non-existent, but just, some of them seem to take place during or immediately after an issue of AVX, but some of them have, like, no context.
Right.
Just don't read any more of them until they all come out.
And read it all in one sitting.
There you go.
Oh.
Like 4 hours of your life.
But yeah, like, like the chronology is just kind of weird.
Headache you won't be able to beat with
the thing that I told you about it that I haven't said. The Phoenix Five. Or the Worthy.
Yeah, Phoenix Force 5. I like that. Phoenix Force. I like that. I think we've coined
But they're basically the Worthy.
Yeah.
Which is also written by
Matt Fraction. You know, it's funny, that they are essentially the Worthy.
It's the extension squad, the extermination squad, or whatever.
Right, but just the way the Worthy were amped up. Now these guys are amped up. And I'm sure everything's going to be just fine, and it's going to work out.
And really, if you think about it, it kind of, the fact that it's split
Fraction.
Well, the fact that it's split into five diminishes the fact that it went into Cyclops. Which had it just gone into Cyclops, that would have been a cool story. Because the whole...
But he looks like Nightwing.
You know, I was thinking the other day...
Him going off the deep end and Jean, and that would have been cool.
I also thought it would have been cool if it was just like a character you weren't expecting. Like it chose Captain America.
Like Namor.
And then Captain America was the one that was trying to, you know, it went the other direction.
Yeah, that would have been neat.
Oh, into an Avenger instead of a mutant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Or... an Avenger and an X-Men. You know, that would have been interesting.
Beast.
I don't know, someone who's
he's
on
up in space. Yeah.
He's on Kree-Law.
Yeah.
Even though they keep...
I don't know what Kree-Law is.
You're reading Secret Avengers. Come on, man.
Even though that they keep showing him, though, every time, like, an AVX or something else, they keep just showing them in space. But
right,
then
they're in
showing
space,
them on a planet, on a Kree planet.
Yeah, well, they're in space on a planet.
Yeah, but it's... No, I mean, they're actually, like, floating around in space when they're still fighting it.
Here's one of those times I need Nick, because isn't Kree-Law what the Kree... Well, no, that was
that's
destroyed.
Their home world. I don't know
But that
called,
was the one that was destroyed in Annihilation, isn't it?
Nick!
Yeah. Where are you, dude?
He's our continuity expert. He reads every book.
In 5 seconds.
Yeah.
He's a computer. He's not real.
Rebooting.
He's rebooting.
Dr. Zola. Aging Dr. Zola.
Okay. He'll Anything else, in. Matt?
No, I'm good.
You're good as the fan of... Okay.
How can...
I'm in the minority.
Okay, where's the defense here? You're
on.
You're...
No, not... I just thought it was poor storytelling. That was my problem.
I didn't mind it. I mean, take it for what it is. It's a big event. Most of them disappoint.
It's still way better than Fear Itself was.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, it's an unexpected turn, I don't think. You know, everyone was like, okay, well, who is the Phoenix going to go into?
Yeah.
And it was all like a singular guess. It's going to go into five people, not just one person. So.
Right. Well, I got to the end and I went, what the heck just happened? I went back and reread it and I went... What the heck just happened? You know, you shouldn't need...
Why couldn't it pick six?
And then a text explanation at the beginning of the next issue. It's like...
Right.
Choose five.
We just must not be astute, though, because Dan picked it out.
I didn't pick it out. I understand he was doing something, but it wasn't clear that one, that it missed Hope, because when it clearly showed it flowing over her, and then the next one, it showed the same thing happened to Cyclops.
I don't even think it missed Hope, because when it switches narrator from... whomever to the Phoenix itself, the Phoenix says something to the effect of, they messed with me, so now I'm not even gonna go to my intended target. Like, it almost made it sound like the Phoenix Force consciously chose to not go to Hope.
Yeah.
Like, I know that sounds insane as it comes out of my mouth, but like, that was that was kind of what I got from it, is that it, whatever Stark did, it didn't mess it up so that Hope couldn't accept the Force. It messed it up so that the Phoenix Force no longer wanted to go into Hope. And which is why I keep coming back to the Rachel Summers thing, which makes me think that maybe Cyclops was right all along, that Hope would have been able to contain it. And it's like, you know,
Iron Man made it mad, the Avengers did more harm than good.
Yeah, that's...
Because, I mean, other than Hope, they're the most powerful mutants on the moon right then.
I went back and checked, those were the only ones on the moon.
You figured everything out.
But I mean, so it that could be an interesting thing that comes into play. That would definitely,
it was definitely a twist that I didn't see coming.
And it would help in the sense of, right now they're kind of at this point where they're polarizing, you know, where the Avengers are right and the X-Men are wrong because of Cyclops. So if it comes to find out that because of something Tony did, it made the situation worse. That would...
Wasn't Beast making something to, like, contain them, though?
They
He wasn't building a disruptor. It kind of worked.
That's part of the new Avengers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and it would have worked, but Captain
Britain... That happened before 4.
Captain Britain was, like, too arrogant.
Apparently he's, like, the Green Lantern, right? Because his powers are based on courage. Is that what they?
I always thought they were based off of England, like being like well, something about England.
It was English.
All I could think of was he's Green Lantern.
Yeah,
they were explaining his powers were based on how courageous he was.
Yeah, and it goes. I think it's an Alan Moore thing, like something about courage of England is. So it's kind of a Green Lantern thing, but it's rather than his courage, it's like courage of England, something
that helps you when you're in pre-Homeworld.
Yeah. Okay.
So, have the Phoenix Force 5 all been in an issue of AV or A versus X or whatever that?
Next week.
Okay, so who's left?
Cause well, I know Colossus has, that Namor fight. Has.
So if we get like Phoenix Force 5 who was in this week? Versus, well, I don't know, Daredevil, I think I know who's going
to win. I gave that book up.
Who? I think it's Psylocke versus.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you know, the book that's the just fight people fighting each other. Yeah, so, I mean, if there's one still, of these people who's Phoenix power.
I think they're still doing the global fights when they were.
When they were still on Earth, when they were at.
But I think that explains why the X-Men lost the first two. Because you were saying how the X-Men lost all four battles.
Yeah.
And that explains a lot. Because obviously they're going to win.
Right.
Starting now.
Especially given the announcements that someone's taking.
Oh yeah, let's sneak that in.
So I mean, now the X-Men have to win.
It wasn't announced, but it was reported that Bendis is taking over X-Men and Uncanny X-Men.
Well, Bleeding Cool wrote that.
Yeah,
like 6 months ago.
Well, they said, but then he vehemently denied it.
Yeah. Apparently, it's getting more and more closer to being burned, I guess, dug up or whatever.
Because it was like because Bendis made the announcement and everybody said like. Well, the only thing he could really go to that would top, like, is the X-Men.
Right.
Like, nothing else makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Unless he leaves comics. Goes and does TV, cartoons.
I mean,
look at Colin, he's getting hopeful.
No, but let him write one book. He doesn't need to write eight poorly.
I do.
Well, he doesn't need to be the sole creative force. Or if they are going to make him the sole creative force, make him editor-in-chief.
Yeah.
Because isn't that really what the editor-in-chief
is? Like I said on Facebook, I said, I don't mind him writing an X-Men book. Just, how about one? They have lots
of
creators.
I like the story of Avengers, though, that he's writing.
Right, but Avengers wasn't... There hasn't been a good Avengers
story. You mean
story
pre-AVX?
No, the current story
was,
AVX.
We were
the
talking,
Iron Fist thing?
What was the story between... The Avengers story between Fear Itself and AVX? I can't remember what it was.
The 1959.
Norman Osborn.
Or, yeah, Norman Osborn.
Oh, okay.
The 59 was before.
But right before,
That was a New Avengers right before Fear Itself. But yeah, it was the Osborn stuff.
But then there were some other, writers being switched around, like Fraction's supposed to be on.
Yeah, I saw Fraction's doing something.
And
basically they're going to shuffle, roll the dice.
Yeah, they're moving people around.
Wait, Fraction's getting a Fantastic Four?
Supposedly, that's what Bleeding Cool reported today. And that,
wait, so given all these moves, is Hickman going to the Avengers?
Yes, Hickman and Ribic on the Avengers, which, I mean, I like
Hickman. Who?
Esad Ribic, the first artist that was with
the artist. Okay, the artist.
And then I think they had said Rick Remender on Astonishing Avengers.
It's kind of funny. They're just playing musical chairs.
Yeah, yeah, really. I mean, that's what it seems like. Yeah,
it's not like they're putting somebody on it. Like they're just switching.
You mean
their
their non-continuity title with the movie team that
That's Avengers Assemble. Bleeding
you mean another?
Yeah, Bleeding Cool had reported another Astonishing Avengers. That's going to be it's
non-continuity, self-contained.
I don't know. We're going to have to find out what Remender wants to do if he's writing it. I don't know.
There's only so much Avengers I can get.
I don't think they're rolling the dice. I think this came out of the retreat they had.
Is Dan Slott staying with Spidey?
As far as I know. Well, I mean, he's mentioned plans through 700.
Okay.
The last Comic-Con. Apparently 700 is going to be some huge blow-up. He said the internet's going to hate him. So, see, Adam might hate him.
Adam already does.
They're going to redo the marriage. No,
I was
going
to say, what could they possibly do to make the internet hate
I still think,
hate
well,
them more
they're
going to
do that.
That
eventually.
What?
With the marriage. They're going to fix
it. Yeah, they said that was a...
MJ knows something. You don't
trilogy,
even know what she
knows. They said that was a three-part story.
Basically, the farther Joe Quesada gets from his position as EIC, I think the more quickly it'll come back.
Uh-huh.
The marriage.
But what about Carly Cooper?
A lot of hate in the store today.
She'll be killed off,
She's
in Punisher.
That's
she's
when I'm writing
Punisher.
The book.
That's Adam's favorite character.
Yeah, I'm
going to... Not the Punisher. It was the dude that was helping the Punisher.
Oh, okay.
Dude.
Gotcha. Is that his name? Dude?
I don't know what his name is.
Dude. Okay. Okay, we'll move on. Let's go to the other team. Before Watchmen.
That was awesome.
That's going to be our sound for whenever we switch topics.
Change places. I'll have my wife text. Okay, on right now. That was good.
So,
yes.
Minuteman number one.
Minuteman number one. Discuss.
Darwin Cook is
the man.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, I mean, his art's great. I had no doubt.
His storytelling is good, too.
Yeah, I thought
he's,
it was good.
He's in the John Byrne writer-artist. Like, he can solidly do both.
Yeah. That's the one he did both on, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is the one he wrote with Amanda Connor drawing this week.
This week.
Silk Spectre.
So last week I know that just came out, but and I know we don't want to talk too much about it, but Silk Spectre had great art and writing, like, combined. Like, it really flowed really nice.
I'm excited to read.
Amanda Connor's fantastic. She just can't keep up on a monthly book. That's why you only see her on coverage and limited edition or small mini
series. Something Colin was noting this morning that was really cool about it. He didn't write it down. I know we're supposed to be talking about Minutemen. We'll get back to that one, but we started on Amanda Connor.
Well, it was in Minutemen, too.
Oh, it was?
I didn't notice it as much. Well, we're talking. They really stuck to the 9-panel grid.
Yeah,
like Watchmen did,
old school comics.
Yeah, and it was. I just noticed it more because someone had mentioned it in a review.
I wonder if that's an intentional thing. Like, you know, before Watchmen, these stories would have been taking place in the 50s, 60s, 70s when you did 9-panel.
So they're keeping.
And
it
one
in
of
that
the things
decade.
they pointed out was in Minutemen, the only character to break the panels was Silhouette.
Yes,
and it was in a panel of her jumping.
Yeah,
and she was the only one to break the panels. So.
Very cool.
So, I thought the writing of Minutemen 1 was good.
It's
like one of the best first issues. I mean, we've had a lot of first issues in the past year or so, but it introduces all the characters. It's from Owlman's, or Night Owl's point of view, rather. Owlman is something different.
Owlman.
See, it's stuck in my brain. I can't not.
Spoilers!
I don't know what
I thought the first half of that book was terrible. I actually fell asleep with the book in my hand reading it.
I think part of what it was, almost all of that,
the second half was great. The first half, I just went...
All of it was tech from the text pieces in Watchmen. So it was introducing, basically it was just little 2-page introductions to all the characters that are going to be coming.
I mean, a lot of it is...
I did not know.
I didn't read the text until you watched me either.
If you want to read it, you can get it
one day
and get a trade at 50% off, which includes the Absolute on...
Baxter Paper.
Baxter Paper, yes.
You're obsessed with that.
What is Baxter Paper?
Why
don't you just go...
It's a heavier, fancier
special.
Why don't you just go marry Baxter Paper already?
What about Mando?
He's going back to
No, but I thought Minutemen was really, really good. And some of the reviews I saw about one of them criticizing like the fact that he knew who the comedian was. That seemed to be the biggest problem people had with it. But
well, it's a flashback, though. I mean,
it's a flashback, but why couldn't he have known who the comedian was? Rorschach didn't. That was really the only thing that was established in Watchmen.
But Rorschach wasn't in the Minutemen. The original Night Owl.
Right.
Everybody else was. So, and I remember the initial confusion.
Clearly, Ozymandias knew who he was.
Right. The confusion that I'd read online at first was that someone thought that his narration throughout the book was him writing the book, but it kind of switches after the first couple pages.
You know, they could have done a better job
caught that.
Coloring it differently, almost like the Eye Vampire, where the coloring wasn't good.
I couldn't tell what he was talking
sometimes. Yeah, there should have been something to distinguish between the book and just his thoughts.
And it's, you know, you were just talking about it, you and I were talking about how some people thought it was too much like Watchmen, and some people thought it wasn't enough like
so
Watchmen, but...
I thought it was fine.
There's a middle ground that some people aren't going to be satisfied with.
And same to me, it seemed like its own thing.
Yeah, but I mean, at least the first two or three pages, he had his own little visual style, and it was reminiscent of The Clock, but it fit his story. It didn't fit the
bigger
story.
The dog face
was
exactly from Gibbons with the Rorschach story. Yep. And, yeah, I thought they did.
But, yeah, I liked his opening. You know, he's talking about going from being born to growing up. So we start with the view from out of the baby's crib, out of the bassinet, and that goes to the view of the city oven. From the sewer. Yeah. And the view of the oven, rather. Yeah. And then, you know, he starts talking about when someone comes along who completely destroys your perception of things, and it's, you know, the allusion to Dr. Manhattan. Yeah. We see, like, an atom and some electricity and things. So I thought that was really great.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was a good way to start the event.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it was
For a lot of people, like even like Matt, maybe not, you know, it was...
Well, yeah, I mean,
slow.
Everybody wants the, you know, kind of the characters they know, and I totally get that.
And that's characters that most people don't know, but...
And related, I really don't like Watchmen.
Okay.
All right.
What?
No. Yeah, I know.
But remember, you've read it before, so it's okay.
I'm sorry?
I was saying it's blasphemy.
No,
to not.
Yeah. We're kicking him out.
I'm actually rereading it right now, so we'll see.
You know the other thing.
You should read it on in the absolute form.
I'm reading it on the retina. Okay.
No, the absolute on Mando paper or on Baxter paper.
On Mando paper?
Well, that's a different kind of paper.
The other thing reading that book last made me wish for was a Darwin Cook's Golden Age JSA story.
I really thought you were going to say something about Baxter paper again. I was gonna be like, you got to give it her.
I won't talk about it a lot, but his New Frontier, you know, the Silver Age homage is just, it's brilliant. It's like one of the best, like, DC Silver Age homages ever. And this kind of read as a more of a Golden Age type thing, and I was just kind of thinking that his style would be so perfect for something like that.
And these books were just so well thought out in that way, though, of the style of, you know, his style.
His style,
he was writing for, exactly.
Has a very retro quality to it, so it, like this series, it's perfect for him.
Yeah. And I'm not seeing it, like, I know a lot of people have been complaining that, oh, you know, it's Alan Moore. You can't recreate Alan Moore. And I've heard it on my message board and what. I don't see that. I see it as more of an honor.
Yeah.
For Alan Moore. For this book, not necessarily Alan Moore, but for the book that they made.
Yeah. Say, I
don't see it.
I read it.
Competing with
and
it.
And nothing about it cheapened, ruined, or took away from the experience of Watchmen.
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
Well, especially from Minutemen, almost all the characters were just referenced in text. You know,
right.
They never made the actual book.
Yeah, because I remember thinking when the movie came out, you got a lot more about the Minutemen characters from the credits than you even did in the book, because someone today was talking about...
Because I just rewatched that.
Someone was talking about the woman that was the lesbian.
Silhouette.
You know, and how they didn't know all the stuff about her, and then I remember thinking... In the credit sequence, you know, there's the whole big thing with her where she's getting, like, carted off to the asylum, you know.
Right. Oh, that was Moth, yeah.
Moth.
Or, yeah. But
she got killed.
She got killed. That's what it was.
The crime scene.
But, you know, you get all that stuff about the Minutemen and the credits that you
never...
Didn't
one of them kill themselves? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Didn't one of them commit suicide?
Was it Hooded Justice?
No, I don't think... No. Well, Hooded Justice just disappeared.
Okay.
I don't know that anybody killed themselves.
I'm thinking somebody committed suicide.
One of them...
Dollar Bill got his cape stuck in the
right, and then got gunned down.
Yeah.
The other one, Captain Metropolis, didn't... I think like he got decapitated.
You know what the...
Yes.
You remember what the Incredibles said about capes, though? You remember
Don't wear a cape. Don't wear a cape. And fly in your plane. That's how you become whatever Jason Lee's character.
But I remember ever since those credits, I always wanted to know more about
Now here's your chance. Your wish is fulfilled, almost like as good as a MacGyver book. So. Only Adam gets that. That's okay.
I'm getting that, right?
They say, where's the ding to switch? Today's book was also good. What's next week's?
Ozymandias?
He's a comedian.
Oh, comedian. Yes, right.
When does Rorschach drop?
I think
that one. That's later. That one, I think, is like month three or something.
Because we were saying that one seems that to be
one's
the one that's going
to
be...
Big one, But you got to wonder, as this goes along, you know, like I said, it was a crapshoot ordering this stuff. There's really nothing to go by trying to figure out how to order these numbers. So I'm really happy with the sales so far. But by month three...
It'll be interesting, too, you know, kind of as you're saying, as these go along... If it'll be one of those things where they've woven together an underlying story where you will have had to read all of it to get the story, or whether they're really all going to be totally self-contained.
Yeah, I have a feeling they'll be more self-contained. That would be hard to do amongst, you know, there's only, four different writers, five different writers?
Yeah.
But still trying to piece that all together.
I don't know. If they're all at once, though, I think I might have been pickier about which ones I was getting and which ones I wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree, because at first I was only interested in Silk Spectre and Minutemen, but now that I've read Minutemen and I like that so much, and I'm sure I'm going to like this, I'll probably pick up the others. I'll probably pick up Night Owl.
Yeah, and see how they are. I was talking to somebody.
Watchmen Absolute.
Yeah. Each one had its own, like the Night Owl. Oh, I'm not that interested. Oh, you got Joe Kubert doing the Golden Age and Andy doing the Modern. Wow. You know, comedian, you have J.G. Jones art.
Yeah.
Rorschach, you have... Bermejo.
Right. Exactly. And that just fits.
And I wasn't interested in Ozymandias until I saw that cover.
They're saying Jay Lee's stuff is
unbelievable.
Yeah. And well, and like
and the cover of two. You know,
yeah. And like you were saying with the Dr. Manhattan, like that one might not be initially, but you have Adam Hughes doing interiors. So it's like everyone has either an art or a writing highlight that should carry it. Yeah. Which is what we said from the beginning. It's if you're going to do it, this is how you do it. You put the biggest of the big names on there. And
no, so far so good. Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Can't believe, though, you didn't go for the Jim Lee covers.
One in 200s, come on.
I don't know, 200, yeah, you're not getting rid of 200.
Right, 200 is a pretty high number.
I can see why they would make it that high, because they want people to order that many, but yeah.
That's too high. Especially, like I said, it's a crapshoot. You don't, you know, I have to go on other than, you know, based on this?
Yeah, well, and then it really becomes something that if you do that, you really have to bank on someone buying said Jim Lee variant.
Yeah.
Right.
What if somebody doesn't?
Then, yeah.
Like, you know, Mr. Alex Ross on the wall.
That'll go.
He'll sell it.
Oh, no, I mean, I know it will, but.
That's just an expensive. Impulse buy. Megan's going to buy it tonight, actually.
I am?
Yeah, it's only $500.
Oh, right.
Original Alex Ross.
It's original Alex Ross sketch. I mean, come on.
Worth it?
Alex Ross sketch?
Yeah. Oh, now you've committed me to it, so now I feel obligated to.
That's all right. Jeremy will buy it for you.
He already committed me to Absolute Watch.
Yeah, that's me too.
Not quite as bad, though.
There are some that are in white boxes. That are like,
okay, so I know exactly where all the copies are, just in case.
Why?
Right now. So, did anybody read Earth 2, number 2? That came out last week. You liked it?
I have a problem with Alan Scott being
dead. Do you really?
Okay. I'm going to go on a 45-minute rant.
Does this ruin comics for you? Yeah,
I'm done.
You're done? Man.
I didn't even buy anything today. I just came in to complain about it.
Buying long boxes so you can pack up your collection and bring it in to sell?
Long boxes, plastic tubs.
Or no, did he buy a short box? He bought a short box. Yeah, no, yeah, he bought a box to put his collection in.
I didn't like the costume. I have a problem with him being gay. I just didn't like the costume.
We didn't get to see Scott. Well, I guess we did the cover for number 3. Yeah.
No, it was
they've had promo art.
No, Jake Garrick. Or not Jake. Yeah, Alan Scott's Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Oh, I'm sorry. Flash's costume.
Jesus. You didn't like the Flash
step
costume?
Step away from the table to ring somebody up. The thing devolves. What happens?
What happened?
Just because you don't like Donnie's the Mercury helmet? Or
Alan Scott's gay, and I've had enough of it.
He's angry. He's upset. Didn't like it. He can't take it.
No,
I didn't like the book either.
He didn't like.
You didn't like the book?
He didn't like the Jake Garrick costume.
I didn't like it World's Finest.
I didn't read the second World's Finest yet.
I don't like the visor, but otherwise, the costume's fine.
On the Flash? Yeah.
It looked just like another. Like, she did two costumes, and they looked basically the same. Oh, the Hawk Girl had the same kind of helmet. I'm like, what's weird shaped helmet? That's the only thing I didn't like. I like the book.
They like those helmets.
Could be. But no, I like the book. I thought the book was just fine.
Stylish on her.
Yeah. You won't understand.
But yeah, Dave apparently did not care for it. So.
Well.
But yeah, I was very happy Jeremy was here to witness that.
If he doesn't listen to this, he's going to show up and beat the crap out of me.
It was just like, where is he?
That guy's just
canceled
right
all
on.
My books. Yeah. He bought a box so he could donate all of his comics. It's like...
To donate.
Because these are just crap. I wouldn't even try to sell these. I don't want anyone to have to read these. It's like, whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
He had a bonfire that night.
Yeah.
I've been privy to some bizarre rants, but this one just about took the cake.
I don't think I would hate all comics.
I was just like, okay. You know, I wasn't going to try to explain or justify. It was.
No. It's a taste thing.
When I say this, you're going to, you know, yell at me. But this is really totally unrelated to books that may or may not have shipped this week. If you look at Jay Garrick's helmet, it looks less like Jay Garrick's helmet and more like Johnny Quick's helmet.
Okay. I don't remember exactly what Johnny Quick's helmet looked like.
He died in something, didn't he?
He died in Rebirth.
He died in Rebirth, yes. Yeah. He got touched by the Black Flash.
That Johnny Quick.
The Black Rebirth.
Oh, not that Johnny Quick.
Flash.
Prime Syndicate Johnny Quick.
Earth 3.
Sorry
about that. Interesting.
I don't know Johnny Quick enough, but okay.
Somehow Owlman escaped.
Yeah. Well, I remember from Morrison's Earth 2, the helmet looked kind of like that.
Talking about the movie Owlman. Calm down. I gotta get that off my keys first. Yeah.
Not a good defensive measure. Yeah. Okay. Or shine a light
on it. It has a knife in it somewhere.
There's an app for that.
I don't know what that is.
Hey, MacGyver.
Swiss Army iPad.
Yeah.
The MacGyver joke is I had a customer ask if they had a MacGyver book. And Adam and I then went on a
We were
brainstorming, writing a MacGyver book, and I was going to watch all the episodes on Netflix, and we were just going to...
We had a plan.
And then, what was it, Tuesday they announced...
Right.
Was it IDW?
Bleeding Cool announced that they're doing a MacGyver book. I'm like, oh,
okay. Ruined it.
I had the idea. So
maybe they got the place bugged.
They're mining for ideas.
Great. Yeah, they're mining here for ideas. They're quite desperate.
Right.
He's being attacked by a spider.
And if you knew the customer who had that idea.
He could have got power.
Mike.
Oh, Mike,
yeah.
Mike.
Mike, yes. Yeah. Mike, who delayed the start of a podcast for about half an hour one day. Mike.
She's good.
I don't remember.
That's okay.
But sure. Otherwise, I, you know, to bring this back to Earth, too, it's been, it's been really good. And between this and Shade
back.
Has re-renewed my faith in James Robinson.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about Shade. Yeah, that Justice League run and Justice League Cry for Justice.
That whole, after Meltzer left, that whole volume of Justice League was just
I remember Dwayne McDuffie because there were tie-ins and
he said there was way too much editorial
and that's what got him
it.
Off the book, you know.
He makes you wonder if that's what transitioned with Robinson was just like, you know,
he couldn't
what?
Use characters he wanted,
and
but
so
Congo
just,
Bill or whatever his
Congorilla.
Name was.
Gorilla Bob?
Gorilla Bob, yeah.
Not Gorilla Bob.
He
no,
had his silver age, like, darlings he wanted
to...
Yeah. So hopefully, yeah. But yeah, then we got into discussion earlier about Earth 2 and Earth 1 and
right, yeah.
What is Earth 1? What's the DCU Earth?
That's something that I think they dropped the ball on, you know, because we have Earth 2, but what is the primary Earth called? We don't know.
Because Earth 1 is those original graphic novels.
Yeah, Superman.
Well, we live on Earth Prime.
Core
exactly.
Earth.
So what's DC?
The better Earth.
The better Earth.
They're going to have all these.
It's
not Earth 1. Or that's what
Earth 52? Because Earth 1 is...
Is there an Earth 52?
I'm sure. Well, maybe
there
might be one.
Right. Yeah, see?
Earth 3.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a crime syndicate Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, they've absorbed it.
See,
it explains everything.
Say, draw your picture here.
Gonna go back to Final Crisis and find Orly.
That's all undone now.
But yeah, that is undone.
Don't make me go back to Final Crisis, please.
But I would love to go back to Final Crisis.
I'm still waiting for your dissertation.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
But I like
Ryan's a very big Grant Morrison fan.
I like that.
So
yeah.
We use him to explain things to us that we don't understand.
But, I like
but he could just make it up, and we wouldn't have any.
That's okay. As long as it made sense, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
It's not like anybody could refute it.
No.
So whatever you say, man.
Until Morrison calls.
So there were dancing penguins, and they were baking cookies.
It was the bad.
Do you remember the story from... Just random Morrison thing. I forget what it was. I forget whether it was 90s or 2000s. But there was a project that Grant Morrison and I believe Mark Miller were a part of. I don't think it was Authority, but maybe it was. And Frank Quitely was involved. They were making covers that were supposed to have a spell on it, had some type of magic, whatever. And the theory was if everybody touched it at the same time, the spell would work. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I heard something like that connected to his Invisibles.
Was it Invisibles?
Well, I know Invisibles was not doing so well for a while, and I think maybe the Filth too. But with the Invisibles, he had created a like a hex almost.
Yeah,
a
and it
sigil,
was, so, but it was something. Yeah, but
cover.
It,
yeah, and the idea was that for everyone to interact with the sigil on the cover, and we're going to increase the book sales. We're going to increase the
it was like supposed to be like some type of thing like that.
I don't know if it worked or not. Colin's looking very skeptical, so... Which, I mean...
You know...
It's one of those things I read on the internet, and it's like, I can see Grant Morrison doing that.
Oh, I can see him
doing
it.
But it's the internet.
But in reality, thinking it's going to work?
I can see
Grant Morrison. Yeah, exactly. You can see,
How much peyote did he have that day?
It was really funny, because I was thinking about his Animal Man run the other day, and if Lemire had kept everything from Morrison.
Are you reading Animal Man right now?
I am.
Because they referenced that.
No,
they
referenced the dream.
Okay.
He said he has the dream where he met his creator, and he was a skinny Scottish dude, and So I just imagine, like, sitting down with Animal Man to talk to him and be like, what's your superhero career been like? And he's going to be one of those guys that says, I've seen some things and did some stuff. So...
You know, I was just looking at that panel not too long ago. With
Animal
this.
Man?
Yeah, the... I don't know, I...
turned around and sees the audience reading him, and yeah.
That's... I need to find that. That's something I should read.
What? I'm sorry.
Animal Man.
Oh, yeah, it's very good. I got
we're talking about Animal Man.
It's Jeremy.
No,
it's
directed by...
No, that's fine. That's just usually
business.
That's fine. We just usually...
The conversation always
gets off topic. Earth 2 is good.
We get off topic? What?
So, Saved by the Bell, right?
Oh, no, we're not going back to that.
No. Okay.
I think we brought up, like, every odd thing to happen into a podcast in the
world.
Well,
we're trying to
tonight.
Impress Megan.
Is that what it is?
It's not working.
Okay.
I was going to say, wow.
Okay.
Ways to do that.
Earth 2 is good. I like that Robinson seems to be using each issue to build a different character. The first issue was more about saying, here's the world and here's the way it is. I think, you know, the second issue we focused on Jake Eric. I think the third issue is going to be more about Alan Scott.
Well,
and
you know, what is it, 4 or 5 is focusing on, don't you?
Hot Girl, your favorite. See, now
Hawk
you have a
Girl?
Hawk book that you can buy.
Hawk.
So now you have a Hawk book that you can buy and not feel
there
bad
go.
About.
Okay.
Say,
Rob Liefeld is killing it on that.
He's only doing covers and I dropped it.
Yeah, the next cover has Green Lantern on the front of it.
Oh, in flames.
With, like, skeletons all over the place and flames.
Right. Well, like,
so I take it his, you know, proposal didn't work out.
The other thing that I love that Robinson's doing with Earth 2 that you don't see so much in, like, Justice League or the others is that if you pay attention to the panels, like in the background, there's all the billboards for, like, Tyler Chemical. And they've talked about.
Prize fight,
Al Pratt.
Yeah, Al Pratt.
Like,
Al Pratt's in, but
all you know, all of the
characters. Well, the
they're
in the military. In the military. One of them was in there. So.
And he's teased a Wildcat. That's what I was.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah, because Al Pratt was the guy in the army at the very, very beginning.
And I can't remember Wildcat's name for the life of me right now.
Grant.
Ted Grant. Yeah, it was like prize fight. Ted Grant versus.
Yeah,
else, so.
But I think all that
stuff
in the back is really cool.
And
all the
great,
in memory of Superman and
Nicole
Batman
and
Scott. Yeah, that was.
Oh yeah, Nicole Scott.
Her name, sorry.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Terrific shows up. The Earth
Mr.
Terrific.
And you know who the guy he met?
That was
the original
Mr.
Terrific.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah.
That
was.
What?
But see, it's kind of cool. So Mr. Terrific goes to Earth 2, and we get Huntress and Power Girl in the regular one.
Balances out. I see.
We're also getting sort of a. Science and magic are different from Earth to Earth, which I like, rather than them just being, like, two different Earths that are the same physics or anything, because when Supergirl and Robin from Earth 2 went to Earth 1, their costumes wouldn't burn. Even Robin's costume wouldn't burn. And so they were like, you know, what's making the molecules different? And then when Mr. Terrific from Earth 1 got to Earth 2, his T-spheres...
Well, that's because they vibrate at different frequencies.
Right, exactly. So we need Wally West to come back and inform everybody of that.
Don't get me going. He is stuck in New 52 limbo. No, he can't be second Flashpoint because that was all destroyed.
We're going to have Flash of Two
Bruce
Worlds.
Who says the letter?
Yeah, but the planet was destroyed. Remember, right at the end of the book, it exploded or something.
It did technically, kind of.
Whatever it did.
Anything else exciting?
That's off my agenda, so now I can freeform.
Yeah, we haven't
so
just went around and talked about something we've read.
That was probably the most.
Yeah,
we haven't done that for a while.
Okay.
You want me to start it?
You start it, Adam.
Go for it.
Kind of stinks because one of my biggest things that I've read this last week was Earth 2. That was my favorite, and we just talked about that. But
then why did you want to start?
I did.
You don't have something.
I didn't
want to
start.
You
I was just like
about this.
Already. I just brought up the idea, and then I was going to think about it.
Waiting.
Dead air. That's not good. Come on. What did you read that you like? Spider-Man.
Spider-Man didn't come out last week.
No. It's this week.
Well, 2 weeks ago. Just fine, Jeremy. Adam has to pass.
I can think about it.
Let's see. The last thing I read
this Absolute
morning.
Watchmen? No, sir.
Absolute Watchmen is
Why'd
a
you
fine,
like it?
Fine book.
Fine.
Pick one up. Was it printed?
Pick one up today.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can get yours for 50% off.
Was it printed on anything good?
But, no, I actually just finished this
morning. Will be the Baxter Paper episode.
Yes, it will be.
I finished catching up on All-Star Western.
Okay.
Which has been really good. They did their little version of the Night of Owls crossover.
How was that?
It was good. It was kind of exactly what you would expect within the context. Like, basically, Jonah Hex has been in New Orleans investigating a case with Arkham. And there's this real... It was issue 9 is the one I read. I don't know
that
if
that was the town, the Night of the Owls.
Yeah. I don't know if 10's...
The Night of Owlman. Oh, wait. Sorry.
It's a fourth week book.
Yeah. So it's like within the last 2 weeks. But anyway, it's hilarious because there's a great scene with Arkham in a opium den. And he is doing his Arkham narration, you know, his straight-laced button-up bow tie, while he's in this opium den, like, you know, all, you know, high as a kite with, like, you know, the geishas all over him.
Right.
And then he gets captured, and come to find out that it was all this elaborate plan by Jonah Hex.
To get him back.
Yeah, to maneuver them to expose this group with Nighthawk and Cinnamon. But anyway, basically, in the climactic fight, a Talon bursts in. They fight for a little bit. Jonah Hex defeats her, and then they kind of go on.
Talon also snapped that guy's neck.
But they do... One interesting thing they did was they, with the Nighthawk and Cinnamon, they're following the whole, you know, Nighthawk and Cinnamon are previous incarnation of Hawkman and Hawkgirl, or Hawkwoman, whatever she goes by these days. Oh, I forget. But anyway, because they have medallions that give them infometal powers. So basically, they kind of follow that continuity, which is more... pre-New 52 stuff, like it kind of follows in line with Geoff Johns' Hawkman stuff from years ago.
Has Hawkgirl been in anything?
No, that's what is kind of interesting to me, because
so
if you read Savage
really
Hawkman, like if you read Savage Hawkman, the whole reincarnate, like it's really hard to say what Savage Hawkman's role in DC is right now. Jonah Hex is a good book, it's like fun.
I read the first two issues.
I'm still enjoying it.
It was lower on my list of things to
read. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was kind of what I read recently, you know.
Cool.
Since we're not allowed to talk about other books.
We will. Ryan. You're up. Pressure's on.
Well, I read Batman today.
No.
I'm not gonna talk about it. I was saying that I was going back and I had reread the first volume, or I was rereading the first hardcover of Snyder's Batman.
Okay.
And as I was...
You can talk about it. I'll let you talk about it.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Black Mirror.
Right. As I was going along and reading that story and reading issues 8 and 9 as well, I was kind of getting to the point where I thought, where is he taking this? Because I feel like, as of 8 and 9 in the annual, I thought he had kind of dropped off the plot. I thought that he'd extended the owls too much and that this wasn't going to be able to end in a way that was going to be as good as Black Mirror, because that came together so well through the end. And I was starting to get tired of it. And I did get tired of all the tie-ins. I didn't even get all of them. I got Batman and Robin and Nightwing.
I don't think you had to. Yeah.
No, you didn't have to. I just thought...
I liked the Batman and Robin. That was good.
It's like
the decapitation scene.
Yes, yeah. Well, Nightwing was the best one, I thought. The two-part Nightwing.
Okay.
I thought that was really great. So I guess that's one thing that I read. But then, going on to piggyback with the hardcover, or the Court of Owls, it's a lot better once you read issue 10 that came out today. So read issue 10.
Matt? Anything good you read lately?
Come back to me. Skip.
Everybody's passing. Megan?
I got.
You read anything good lately?
Now.
No, we skipped you. You're done.
Really behind
Come
on a
back.
Lot of stuff.
It doesn't have to be new stuff. Just anything. I know you bought a ton of stuff.
I know, I did. I'm going through The Boys right now, but I haven't had a bunch of time to... I'm only on the second volume of that.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is. I got a little lost. There was a lot going on at the beginning. So, but back on track with that. Yeah, I'm really actually behind on a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Even my favorites. I haven't even read the last issue of Chew.
I
know. I don't know what's
Come
happening
on.
To
What
me.
Are you doing?
I know.
Is that... If I were to catch up on that, would you recommend that I start with the trades or the hardcovers? Like, is there a certain... Or does it matter?
In Chew?
I know some things read better in trade. Okay.
Do you have any others
it doesn't
in the
really
dollar
matter.
Box?
Because I read the first issue and I really liked it.
It was so good.
Yeah, it's I like the concept.
My favorite thing right now, I think.
Awesome.
But, yeah,
people
read that.
Okay.
I was going to say, you have no room to talk about people that are behind and reading.
Well, actually, yeah.
I
just pulled all my reading stack and said, just put it back on the shelf. Gave up.
And even better is that Colin pulled out what he had actually read versus what he had taken.
So I just to prove I had read stuff.
50.
Yeah, that's pretty
close.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe long enough to know that ratio.
Yeah.
So you have to be disciplined in what you really want to read.
He did.
I do. I read what I really... And I try to read the stuff that I have to, because I know we'll be talking about, we'll be discussing.
And The Boys.
That was good. The Boys has been excellent recently. It has been fantastic.
The Boys has been
great
forever.
See, there was something
forever.
I wanted to ask about that. But if she hasn't read that far yet, then
she's
I can't...
She's on two. She'll forget.
I can't... Okay.
She'll make a mistake in her...
Earmuffs.
Were they pretty much establishing that he's, like... just gone ultra crazy and violent.
Butcher is, yeah, I think it's kind of, it's establishing that he's just had enough.
Gone off the deep end.
And the fact that his whole reason for being for the last however many years has been made moot. He's just kind of...
Oh, that was that scene you showed me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this wasn't
a few issues ago.
Yeah, probably. You probably don't want to reveal that.
Yeah,
I
think he's just kind of lost
the next 50 issues.
But he's cleaning up all the messes
well, yeah,
he's trying
he
to
showed
protect
it to
and
me
stuff,
and
he's just taking care of
it.
But it wasn't this underlying thing all along.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it's just a case where he's just had enough.
It's ever like the first 18.
But that last issue, the last three have been fantastic.
Since the tank.
The middle one was a little wordy, but it set up stuff that happened this issue that just, man, I don't not want this to end.
I'm going to take it back to your pick.
That would be my pick. Yes, The Boys has been really good.
The thing was that what he did to MM's family had to have happened before the reveal. Just when it was published. Because they said it was right after he found it on the computer, so it had to be 6 months ago. It's not a recent crazy thing for Butcher. He's been
doing some crazy stuff for a while. Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll ask Garth when he comes in.
I don't remember exactly when that one came out because I bought a lot of them all at once.
Yeah.
You've been promising
that was
that
a while ago. That was a while ago he found out about his daughter. And
yeah.
You know,
so
funny.
I don't know when it happened.
Usually
but
when you mention a creator coming in, like somebody calls on the phone.
Originally, no.
They said she was 12.
Yes. But she's aging...
Well, right,
more
yeah,
quickly,
like
but
they,
yeah.
They established
but
that
she
was like a teen at six.
That was one of those issues where you go, and you get to the end and you go, where's this going now, knowing there's only six or so issues to go, and really good. I can't recommend a book any more than I recommend this one, and you've all, and everybody at home, have heard me pounding away on this book because it's just so
it's almost cool. Like me recommending Aquaman.
Right.
Now what if they print
which by the way is still awesome.
I was getting there, but I was like, I've had enough. You know,
too slow.
No, I did something better than that.
Well, that's how DC used to do all their.
Hang on.
Okay. Well, other than the Boys, Grant Morrison continues to confuse me with. Action.
That's why we have Ryan
here. I missed the last two. So
yours and anyone else that wants to chip in's opinion.
Yeah.
What's your theory on the little midget guy?
It's Mixture Spitlick.
Man.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. The little magic guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was even in the other universe.
And his landlords,
nine.
The.
And
what's her name?
And he was in issue one.
He was in issue one.
Yeah,
he's been in almost every issue.
And it's probably going to be one of those Grant Morrison, like, at some point. You're going to find out that all of this stuff that's been going on in Superman has been him.
Because he's... I don't know how much... Have you been reading all of Action, or...?
Not since the reboot. I bought Superman before the reboot.
Okay.
But,
there was a couple issues...
I never read anything with that guy in it, but I knew who he was, and I kind of figured that's who it was.
He's... The whole subplot that's been running through the books is that he's building an anti-Superman army, and it popped up briefly in a time travel issue in issues...
Oh, with
five
seven.
And six?
With
five
the Black
six
Superman?
Six and seven. Sort of.
No, that, was,
that was the Legion one.
Yeah, it was the Legion of Superman.
Oh, no, that was the Superman.
Yeah.
That killer robot.
There's an issue where Superman...
It was very confusing.
The time travel's hard to work out.
Yeah.
Superman,
yeah.
Sort of from the present, is in the past, working with Legion of Superheroes against the anti-Superman army before any of that plot has even been set up yet. Like, we haven't even...
yeah, because when they came out, we were all like, these issues are dumb. Why did they have to break up the story? Yeah. And now it's like...
Later on,
it's
it all makes sense, together. I'm sure, but...
You're going to have to go back and probably Grant reread Morrison, it though. From the yeah. beginning oh, yeah. at some yeah. point.
That's well, I never understood Batman either when he did
that's
it.
That's why I went to Trials on Action. Mm-hmm. So I even have a chance at understanding it.
Makes you think.
But he's been doing that anti-Superman army, but the other cool thing he's been doing is that, like, Dr. Faust kind of thing, where he yeah. was the bartender. You know, he's, like, messing with the people of Metropolis, mm-hmm. which...
Seems like everybody who comes into contact with him goes crazy later on.
Yeah, so, like... I
mean, Glenn Morgan did.
Yeah, well, they kept calling him, like, the devil and saying they were in hell and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like that's what he did with the Black Hand.
Oh, the Black Glove, yeah.
Or Black Glove, yeah. yeah. In Batman. Like, mm-hmm. they said, what's his name, William Hurt was the devil, and...
Yeah.
Because yeah,
put Batman Dark Side, and...
Yeah, because at first you almost think he's going to, you know, recast him as much more of a trickster than he even had been, but it mm-hmm. seems like he's going to a whole more dark place yeah. with Mixus Pitlick.
Well, if he didn't, he'd just be doing the same thing, kind of like with Batmite.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, he had to do something different.
Yeah.
He sure does like using those characters, yeah.
Anything. They're very Morrison characters.
Yeah, that's well, they're tropes. Very Silver Age characters.
Well, Silver Age, but also you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, right.
it's one of those things. You know,
that's what I like about it.
Everybody loves his Batman, but it's like when you look at Morrison and what he does, like Silver Age Superman stuff
yeah.
is just tailor made for him to mess around with.
And it's a good transition between having, you know, from him to Scott Snyder, because we've went to like another.
I wish I would have been here for that.
Well, you can always.
Yeah, you missed both. That was awesome. Scott Snyder called in twice to the podcast, and Ryan missed.
Oh,
both
twice.
Two times.
As they're posting, they're writing to me on Facebook. Scott Snyder's calling.
Well, he was invited once, and then he personally called right. the next yeah. time.
Yeah. So the phone rang during the podcast, and I answered. And I was like, "Hey, it's Scott."
You almost didn't answer.
I almost like, didn't because it was like 9:30 at night. I'm like,
he's looking at me going, Snyder, New York. I'm like.
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, come on. Aren't you going to make that connection? Come on.
Yeah. We all did. We were just sitting there.
Yeah, like obviously, it. We all did, except you.
Well, you're all geniuses. Adam, do you have a book yet? Did you just make a
selection?
You
know what's funny? I have a backup, but he didn't
MacGyver?
Take the one I was going to talk about. I do want to say something about Action Comics, though. One thing I really like about Action Comics right now is that he's making Superman, and not necessarily a weak character, but a character... Not a character with a weakness, but a character that he's kind of... He wants to solve everything, and yeah. he can't. And I really like that from the last issue, that's why mm-hmm. he does what he does. Because he knew as Clark he wasn't doing what he was wanting to do. It wasn't working, but as Superman, he could.
Yeah.
I did really like that.
Yeah, he goes to the Justice League, and it's like, so when are we going to start tackling hunger in Africa? And they're like... Slow down. And he's really disappointed. He's like sad. He's like, but we should do stuff. We should help people, please. And they were like,
and I love the part where Batman just like, you know, we're going to have to take him down.
Typical paranoid Morrison Batman.
Yeah, but all in all, I really like that story. But one book that really just came back for me is Green Lantern. That last issue of Green Lantern where they go a little more into the Indigo Tribe. You start learning a little bit. And it finally kind of shows you that kind of what Ryan was saying, that the Guardians are what's going to, you know, they're really the ultimate enemy. They're space little blue Hitlers space Hitlers, yeah. I think this issue kind of threw it into that, so I'm kind of excited for the rest of it. It was kind of going a little slow, and then I just wasn't going for Green Lantern, and then that last issue really picked it up for me, so.
Cool. Matt? You got nothing?
I talked about the boys.
Okay. Everybody talked about the boys.
Yeah, well,
I'd like to talk about Adam's iPhone cover. I'd rather enjoy that.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
iPad or iPhone.
It's a Game Boy, or by the way, listeners.
It's a small iPad. Jeez. Okay.
Sometimes
so I think
sit there
we're
and play
safe
it, nothing
now,
happens.
If anybody's still listening. spoilers
we're
over, we're going to talk about Batman time. Because I think...
Oh my God!
You okay?
Yes. I thought you were going to make us wait till next.
But Jeremy,
week. No, we'll talk about it now. But I wanted to give spoilers because.
But Jeremy's
going
to have to leave
it.
Now because it's time.
Oh no!
Oh, you'll stay now. Okay. But
that'd have been awful.
Oh, you haven't read it yet? Oh, we're going to ruin it for Donnie.
No, go ahead.
We can do it next week.
I'm going outside.
Get it out.
We can wait.
Okay. He's had enough about Baxter.
Yeah. It's not on Baxter.
I want to stay over here because sooner or later I'm going to.
You want the chair?
Okay. You made him hobble outside.
I didn't make him. He's fairly take mobile anymore.
Take his chair out, Adam. Be a nice guy.
I can take his chair out.
That's very nice of you.
Throw it out there.
Here, have a seat.
But the internet was blowing up yesterday and today, I guess, because there was a big reveal.
I couldn't read the internet today.
Yeah, so. But the big reveal of not really who the Talon is or who's in charge of the Owls, but.
Makes sense. Was the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, but the big reveal that there is a Thomas Wayne Jr.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who is not a new character to the DC?
No, who is not. Which is even more fun, but he's the big Talon that Bruce is going to be fighting. It was neat. There was an article in Bleeding Cool today referencing where Thomas Wayne Jr. was established back in World's Finest by Bob Haney back in the 70s, which I just bought a collection of 70s World's Finest, so I wonder if I have that issue at home. So it's kind of neat. And like I was telling Ryan, that Snyder out Morrison by finding a nugget from the past and making it relevant to the
he
present.
Really did.
So that was really neat, saying this doesn't, you know, and it's following it that he was in a car accident. I don't know if he was put in the home in this, but he wasn't quite right.
That's
and
they mentioned that he was there.
Yeah, well, in this, but I don't know about in the past one.
I think that's where they put him after that story.
Okay. Because
I remember Morrison talked about that story when he wrote The Black Love and everything. Okay. Because that was one of the ideas of who Dr. Hurt was going to be.
Right. Now, you're saying you kind of think that you're wondering if this is his origin from World's Finest.
Right. I know he was comatose because there was, or not comatose, but mentally challenged because Deadman took over his body.
Right. Do we know this bit we'll get to in a bit? Do we know that origin of Thomas Wayne Jr.? Like,
it's in the backup story.
No.
The Silver Age one?
The Silver Age?
Earth 3.
I shall
know. I don't really know anything about the crime syndicate, but that was something that was very, very cool because with Earth 3 and the crime syndicate where the heroes are the bad guys, and you have Ultraman and Johnny Quick, but you have Owlman instead of Batman, who is in Earth 3 Thomas Wayne Jr. So just very interesting if he's pulling together the Earth 3 crime syndicate into
or
this.
Or maybe there is no Earth 3, like he
there
said.
There might not
it's
be,
like,
right.
It's
right.
The same thing.
So just...
I was confused by something you said. Maybe I read this wrong.
That never
but
happens.
You said that he was comatose.
Not comatose, but he was something was wrong
something
mentally.
Something was wrong with him mentally. But she was pregnant with him when the car accident.
Right.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make
but
sure.
But in the World's Finest, he was grown up and everything. He was an adult.
Okay.
Like in this book.
You know, though, you were saying out Morrison usually pulls up those nuggets from the Silver Age, and Snyder pulled one from the Bronze Age.
Right. Yeah. But it was just, the article was interesting because the guy had mentioned he was waiting for this reveal. He thought it would be Dr. Hurt. He thought it would be Professor Pig.
Yeah.
That it would be revealed as Thomas Wayne Jr. Yeah. So it's very interesting.
Well, and even months ago, they had the speculation that the big reveal was going to be the Court of Owls had something to do with Bruce's parents' death.
Right.
And I thought that was so cool when he even addresses it in the comic.
Right, and
the
rumor
is
he's like,
dude, that was still you. That was awesome. Yeah. Little dig.
That was a nice. Yeah.
And you have to wonder if that is kind of Snyder.
It had to be. Yeah. I thought.
Yeah. And we were questioning Alfred, being that he is not in the past.
Right.
He's mentioned, but it's Jarvis. I think really, I guess that's their way of making it so Alfred didn't know anything about this.
But
Thomas Wayne Jr.
But that almost feels to me, if his father knew, makes you wonder if that's going to be a hidden, like, Pennyworth family secret.
Well, I get the impression that Jarvis is killed.
Yeah,
like,
before
next issue,
he even knows.
And
about
then Alfred comes and probably doesn't know anything about that.
And they might have not had anybody by the time the baby was born.
Well, no, it's definitely been established that Alfred was there when parents were killed and he raised Bruce.
Yeah.
That was
I mean, when the baby is, or the
when
Thomas
right,
Wayne
no,
is put in the asylum, he's
Alfred
not around.
Comes after that.
Yeah, that's what Colin's saying. He thinks Jarvis is going to you know, by the neck.
Before
X-Men.
That, and then
like immediately
sometime.
Afterwards, yeah. And then Alfred comes back, and it just like,
but he
the backup story
nada.
Was very important yeah, was. To understanding the front
well,
story.
Yeah, really,
but only could be read afterwards.
I gotta say that's the best.
But in the very last line
the end,
was at the intersection of that was.
Well, that
yes.
was the part,
yeah,
because that's what I was talking to you guys about before we started. Was they. Snyder Scooby-Dooed the ending and the twist into it, which is fine, but like
it was old man chicken. What?
Yeah, it's always the new guy in town that you obviously shouldn't trust because he's the one wearing the mummy costume, and that's exactly what happened. And I had said,
in this case, an owl.
Yeah, here's this new guy in this Batman story. Right. Obviously, I'm not going to trust him. Oh wait, he's dead now. And I, somehow that slipped by my radar,
right,
and I was
right.
like, no, he's not going to.
You
be
know,
dead.
And
honestly,
I
when
actually
when they
that.
First mentioned him early in this, I'm like,
right.
who are they talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. I forgot about like, him. Actually. Actually.
And as soon as Bruce mentioned him, I was like, damn.
See,
like,
I was with you on that, because I thought, I was yeah. thinking he had something to do with the owls, because he just kind of appeared out of nowhere, they had a new character.
Yeah.
But when they killed him off, I kind of forgot all about it.
Right. Or, and then further to discredit him, he got attacked in issue 3 or
right,
4 on
right,
the top
right.
of Wayne Tower. So I was like, oh, okay,
yeah.
yeah, let's rule him out.
Because he was like, was he the very first victim? Of the tower?
No. The first hit was on Bruce at the top of the tower, but he attacked
right.
Lincoln at the same
right.
time.
Yeah.
And of course, in this issue, Lincoln goes, well,
or I should
Lincoln,
say first casualty
yeah.
of the Talon.
Well, he goes to great lengths to explain to Bruce that the Talon messed up and targeted the wrong person first because of the visual similarity between Bruce and Lincoln being that they are, in fact, brothers. And something else that I noticed that I was saying to Colin was, I had known that this Bruce was not, like, the old version of Bruce Wayne, because Snyder, in whatever issue it is where Bruce talks about as a kid, he goes back and tries to find the Court of Owls by himself. That's something that we didn't really get with the earlier version of Bruce Wayne in the past continuity. You know, once he was just kind of a sad little kid, he didn't have that drive of revenge. So I thought that was different. And then he mentions in that issue that he has one of the shell casings from one of the bullets that killed his parents. In this issue, he has both of them, and he's kind of like twirling them
yeah.
between his fingers like, you know, worry stones or something. And Alfred mentions, let's just put those back in the case. Like, they sit on the bookshelf in a case.
Right.
That's
yes. Which,
that is
which was good
up.
Because it's still, like, right up until that moment, Snyder's still stringing you along.
Yeah.
That it's like, going to be something about his parents, going to be
right.
something about
right.
his parents.
Well, it's related to family, definitely, just not the parents.
Right.
Am I the only one that read it that thought it was slightly odd that the younger child was given the name Thomas Wayne Jr.?
Yeah, because it's not usually how they name
yeah.
a junior.
I'm sure, like,
yeah, Bruce might have been another family name.
Truthfully, when
know.
I was reading it before I even knew, like, the backstory,
yeah.
I thought it was an older kid
that
they put away
yeah.
before.
That, well, that was, that,
yeah.
was
yeah.
that was
yeah.
what
that
I was thinking,
yeah.
but then the
yeah.
backup story shows
Bruce
as a toddler.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I kept thinking it was Bruce, because I forgot what they if they even gave him a name before. The kid
right.
that was, you know, Christmas and everything, I don't remember if they mentioned his name. I thought that might have been the kid.
Right. Well, then to twist that even further, I thought that, yeah, it was an older kid, but that the older kid we've been seeing in the backup was named Bruce, and then he was the one that got messed up.
Like, yeah,
oh, we'll rename you something else because you're a child we
that's
don't
pretty
want.
Messed
and
up, too, but
you know,
the guy keeps
right.
shell casings in his bookcase.
Yeah, right. he's got some problems.
and he just stares into space while he's doing that, too.
Isn't the next arc called Fall of the House of Wayne?
That's what the backup's
that's
called.
That's the backup story.
Backup's
okay.
Fall of the House of Wayne. Yeah, but I don't have words. This was
well, I just
awesome.
Loved how you figured it out even before you got to the reveal. And
right.
I'm sitting, you know, you're saying, well, here's what I think's going to happen. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, darn it. If anybody's going to get it, it's you. And then at the end,
you're
like, I'm still blown away.
Guy.
I'm like,
well,
that's good.
Because I didn't expect him to tie it into March. I had said, you know, okay, it's going to be something about the Wayne family. It might be the parents, or it could be Thomas Wayne Jr. You know, it's got to be Owlman, because why else would be using owls? But then when they brought in that Lincoln
yeah,
March...
Yeah, I never did either.
I didn't connect that.
I never once
no.
thought of Owlman.
And that was where my Scooby-Dooism came in. I was like, I should have known not to trust the new guy. And you meddling kids, if it wasn't for you, I could have had all the gold at the bottom of the lake. And,
You've watched too much Scooby-Doo.
Who hasn't?
But it,
well, it just, is there such a thing?
Yeah, seriously.
It's just really
probably.
Awesome.
Scrappy-Doo, that's just... I don't go there.
Yeah, you know, but my question is, what did Donnie think?
Well, he's still reading... Wait, look at that look on his face.
He's
what?
Close.
He's on the pay.
Yeah, he's almost
the
to the backup story. So.
He's like, it was old man Jenkins.
Pulls off the mask.
Right. I'm seeing who they follow this with. I hope that he doesn't kill Thomas Wayne Jr. I hope that that's a villain that can stick around.
My thought is, is there a new book coming out?
That's not has nothing to do with that.
No, I'm just saying, who knows what it is. So
my thought is he'll get I bet he'll escape to another Earth and
he'll go to Earth. Well,
then, he'll turn into. He'll already have the costume.
Well, the Talon Zero has a plot though. Have you read what it is?
No, I haven't. I haven't read anything.
It's about basically there's a Talon who escaped.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
Being a Talon, and he's using, and they don't like that very well.
Oh,
so.
But I love like the very like the second page.
Please, a good yeah.
Of the old lady, and it looks like she has claws. Just the way Capullo. We were talking about Capullo's art is just
right. Yeah, she's perfect. Really,
but that was awesome.
Yeah,
where it looks like a claw, but you can still tell it's a hand. And then the comment, get used to that, is she's behind the grate.
Yeah.
She's in her cage.
If so, Donnie, terrible, huh?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? Did you read the backup story?
Was it because of Alan Scott?
You need to read the backup story.
I knew it.
I'm sorry, you didn't like that they made him gay?
Is this going to take, though? You think it's going to...
I think so, because it's an established...
Be real.
Thomas, it was...
Like, he's not just crazy?
No. Oh, yeah. No, the character was established back in the 70s.
Oh, was it?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there really is
And precedent. The part that's... That blows your mind is that the Crime Syndicate of America, that I didn't know this before Colin told me today, Owlman is named Thomas Wayne.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Thomas Wayne Jr.
Morrison revisited that in his Earth 2 book.
No, yeah.
For the JLA, when they went to that right. Earth, well, Bruce right. had died, yeah. but Thomas yeah, lived, cool. and he blamed well, that his parents for everyone. That.
Never really.
That's good. You should read it. Recommendations?
Well, Donnie comes in and just, it's a whole downer now.
But wait, did you just not like it because
Get
you
out.
Just didn't?
No, I, no, I like.
Oh, okay. I just want
to throw a damper on there.
Great,
that's
all
right.
I need to read it again to soak it all in.
Yeah, you were speed reading.
I want to read the whole thing again.
Yeah.
Well, I'd almost wait till the next one and then go. Back
well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't play up the cover of that book enough.
Yeah,
that is
the shadow of owl wings.
Did we already? We didn't have the one yet where he's in
flames.
That's next issue. 11.
That was an awesome cover. Or well, will be an awesome.
Seriously, what yeah. cover
it's kinda,
has Man of Batman?
It's kind of a it's kind of a disservice to everyone that DC does Batman as one of the variant cover titles because Capullo's covers yeah. have been good. So good.
Yeah. That's supposed to end after 12, isn't it? The
variants.
Arc. The arc is supposed to be done after. Next issue is the last one.
They're,
the story.
They're keeping yeah. Scott Snyder and everybody on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he's, yeah. Somebody was telling me that
12 is Becky Cloonan art. For one shot.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, because it'll be 12, then 0, then his
girl
next
that saved him in the back of the van.
Okay, cool, yeah. cool.
He said he was, what, plotted through 18 or written through 18?
It's Nick again. He's part of the podcast.
I think he is.
Somebody was telling me they were, Capullo has been on, oh, it was Dan. Was telling me Capullo on Twitter has been talking about his contract negotiations.
Okay.
Because he was only for the first 11 issues.
Okay,
so.
Interesting. I mean, I would love
it,
to. For
yeah, I think it would be good? A big mistake for him to leave, yeah. but I think he's on something good. So
I see when you're on Batman, you stay on Batman for a little while.
Yeah. I mean, he's got that creator-owned project he's always wanted. No, so I guess Hitch has been getting some flack from, because I guess the sales on America's Got Power has kind of tanked for issue 2.
Oh, really?
And
he even got it out on time. I was sitting here after issue 1 saying 1 was great, but it'll be 6 months before 2.
Yeah.
And he got 2 out. I haven't read 2 yet.
It was kind of funny. As I was reading, there was an article, I didn't read it, but it was on the beat talking about stuff. And I'm sitting here going, we got Jonathan Ross that nobody in the States knows. He's, you know, might be a big guy in England, right. but nobody cares here. You got Hitch who's been
did like
silent for how long?
Did Hitch say something about it? Is that why he's getting flack for?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure what.
Was it the price? Because I know the first issue was $2.99, but it was like a double sized issue.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then they went back to $3.99.
It was on the beat. It was something like how he's, you know, are they relevant anymore?
I didn't like the second one as much anyway.
No, I didn't.
That's what you had said.
And it's freaking out that David Tennant is in it. So the Doctor is modeled after David Tennant.
No saga, that's for sure.
Oh, you didn't know that?
But just his look. They're drawing him like that.
Yeah, that's
good. I know Hitch has been doing variant covers for DC. He did a variant for Earth 2.
I think so.
Well, he was exclusive with Marvel for a long time, right. And I don't know that he really did that much for him. After Civil War,
he did Ultimates. McNiven.
Yeah, he hasn't done much.
I don't think he did anything after that. Yeah.
Remember, he made a big announcement. He was counting down to when his contract was up, so he could announce this. I'm like, and the other thing, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, the title is based on a kind of bad American TV show.
He did FF with Miller.
Oh, that's right. He did that.
That was his last.
Another one with the eye problems, but and the Last Action there it was horrible.
It's. I like Rags Morales' art, but he can't keep his eyes.
I have an issue
straight.
With Rags Morales can't draw.
I thought you said Miles Morales, and I was like, "What?"
I was reading a book the other day, and I saw the eyes were off, and I cursed you.
I thought of you the whole time I read Action.
That was my thing. The thing I told him about Action Comics last week was Superman, and his eyes were aiming in two different directions.
And he's like, "It's okay. Everything's gonna be all right. It's gonna be good."
They're like, "No, they're not, Superman.
You should fly for a while. Just chill out.
Do you fly straight like that, or
guys can stay that way?"
But then I'll look like a Rags Morales drawing. I can go on eBay or something.
Yeah, so even Hitch has that problem.
Does he?
She's not looking in the same. Both eyes are not looking the same direction.
And now that you've pointed out to us, when I read Action, I can't unsee it. So then I'm just laughing the whole time. And some of the characters
she's the invisible woman. I mean, you can't. I don't know.
Can't somebody look that over and be like, "Yeah,
you would
not."
Think so, they're like, maybe they don't want to.
The eyes
the
are
bad thing is, it. Is once
I'm
you start picking on it.
Came with the when they change.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have
Mr.
a problem.
Mr. Fantastic
with that.
Doesn't even have eyes in that.
But that was really bad.
Yeah, that's
bad.
It's been happening so often that I've created this weird theory that maybe that's our tip off that it's not a real reality. Like, makes you feel like it's affecting everything.
Superman's lazy eyes.
That's how X-ray. Vision
but,
works.
Yeah.
Well, get Kryptonian corrective lenses.
Yeah.
Kryptonian
I didn't see Flash.
I'm sorry I have that.
Flashes is pretty weird.
Yeah, that's bad. So.
This one, you know, the first one showed me, it's not that bad.
No, it's not as bad as those, but I still remember looking at that going.
He's kind of sad.
Why is
here,
she looking at me with this eye and this one's going over this way?
Right. He's not bad.
I don't think
bad.
I'd ever paid that's attention to eyes before.
Well, because you
can't
tell. Yeah. Colin points them out.
Yeah, and then it's all my fault.
Well, with New 52, they're trying to weaken Superman, so they're making him have crooked eyes. Make him seem a little.
Right.
It's like, is that hard?
So what happens when he uses his laser vision to.
Yeah, well, true.
Shoots in the middle, he crosses the beams, and you never cross the beams.
Don't cross the beams.
Everyone step back a little bit. There's going to be a lot of crossfire. You don't know where these things are going.
Or some of them were really bad in the first issue, and so I brought it up, and then everybody after that has been. Jeez,
I never
know. Ruining comics for me. Sorry.
Well, that and the
I like my eyes to point the same direction.
Aquaman.
Plank, yes. Well, I think that was fair.
It was fair. It was
another cool thing, and I just saw
because I read the issue and didn't even notice that sound effect.
He's like, it's on every page. I'm like,
he's kind of paranoid sometimes.
Seal thing.
One thing that I really
you don't
like
read them out loud and see the sound effects.
No.
Oh. Okay.
One thing I really liked about this book, though, was
I never
the use of shirts.
Yeah,
he keeps a whole bunch of different shirts for
in
moods.
His mailbox, yeah.
So if he wants to be angry, he wears his red shirt.
Oh.
Isn't that what Batman did in the Silver Age?
Oh,
did he have the rainbow costume?
I think that was just one of those throwaway sci-fi stories.
Why?
That's coming back, right?
That brought up something else I was thinking about. I forgot about. Well, he got that suit.
It's a marketing
thing. Two or three issues ago.
See,
why did he wear
that
shirt?
Yeah,
because he wanted to show how angry he was, and that one didn't turn around.
I'm thinking maybe that he.
I don't know. I'm throwing that out there.
He wears the Kryptonian armor when he goes to talk to the Justice League, but when he's just busting up random thugs in Metropolis, he doesn't. So I think I don't know if he likes the suit. Maybe he just prefers to be. T-shirt and jeans, you know.
Probably
maybe it was hot.
It's probably good to separate, you know, from when he's doing his street level, like, you know, social justice kind of stuff versus the.
Well, this Superman seems a lot more humble too. Like,
this guy's relaxed fit jeans on.
Right, exactly. Relaxed fit jeans with the holes in them, Doc Martin boots.
When he's casual superhero,
yeah,
casual versus his official Justice League.
He's very much the 70s Superman.
He is, yeah. I mean, but he does seem more humble. Like, he's not. It's not the godlike Superman that we got in All-Star Superman, or at least he's not there yet.
Yeah, it's...
I haven't read that issue.
It's like pieces of
this
the
panel
40s
here is
social
just
justice Superman with the 70s
because if you look
Superman.
Around...
So they're blurry.
Yeah,
totally
if you look around the blurry area, it's not blurry.
Oh.
There's like an outline around it.
I'm sorry.
It's very upsetting.
Also, something I noticed, Morrison seems to be inventing new technology, because in... Batman Inc. number 1, we had the big
He'd
deal
the
with the rocket rifle, and now... Nimrod Nimrod the Hunter says, let's see how you stand up to a rocket shell. So, I don't know, maybe he's creating new weapons to try and hurt Superman.
Kraven the Hunter?
Nimrod an X-Men villain.
You would think so. But he is, but now he's a Superman villain, too.
Wow.
I definitely got the Kraven vibe when that guy...
Yeah. Kraven the Hunter.
And he kills giant dinosaurs.
Well, he didn't wear the lion.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, it's somebody else.
There is a precedent for lion-headed Superman.
And look who's in there.
There it is.
He was in every issue.
Little guy.
He just shows up whenever. Yes.
How's the backup in that one?
And that'll be the thing is he'll have been in every issue, you know.
Right. And the internet's going to blow up and be like, whoa, go back and read it again. And,
yeah.
And I'm going to take this guy being... The Spectre?
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
I kept thinking that, but people have been telling me it's a new character. But I was just like, he kind of just showed up.
Yeah, what? I don't think that's the Spectre.
We had this hand.
And the other interesting thing...
Looks like Blood Wind.
Well, here's the other interesting thing. He walks off, and at the end, he says, my name was Adam.
Yeah.
He looks like Blood Wind.
Which we haven't seen Black Adam.
So you thought it was you.
I thought it was Black Adam. I was like, whoa, I didn't remember that.
I didn't know it was going to come.
Looks like Blood Wind.
It was who Martian Manhunter pretended to be...
Was his name Adam?
The African-American character in the Justice League circa Death of Superman.
In the 90s, Martian Manhunter.
And then you find out it's Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, he wanted to not be Martian Manhunter anymore. So
oh, that could be,
Wind
too.
And,
yeah, okay.
Who knows?
I don't know.
He's got lightning powers blood, or something.
I mean, they made the allusion earlier with Lois's scrapbook about Superman sightings, that there are Superman sightings earlier than when Clark knows he started being Superman, so maybe that's how that guy ties into that. I don't know.
I think it's
Martian
Black
Manhunter
Adam.
Has a lot of similar powers, so...
Oh, God.
I don't know why Black Adam would be in Superman.
Well, maybe it's not Bloodwind, but maybe it's just Martian Manhunter.
But isn't he in space with Stormwatch?
No, he quit Stormwatch recently.
Yeah. I've lost Did track of where we are.
I don't know. We're in DC proper, I guess.
But this may have taken place before Stormwatch.
This is true.
Or he joined Stormwatch, I should say. Stormwatch has been around forever.
Has Metropolis always been called New Troy? Is that a section?
It's a section,
Metropolis.
Yeah. It's like,
I like how they put it on the same sign. Metropolis, New Troy, 200
it's like,
miles.
There's, like, just like Gotham has, like, Park Row and Tri-Corner. And,
it's like a borough, like, Suicide Slum.
So, yeah, Metropolis has Suicide
Hell's
Slum.
Oh, wait.
And Hobbs Bay and New Troy and things like that. So
you know way too much.
Stop knowing things.
Do you stop it?
It's impossible.
You get a lobotomy by now. Jeez.
And on that note,
read Batman 10. See you next time.
Oh, good Lord.
Talk to you later.
Faster than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, because you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. With my movie quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio is Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it.
getting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time. Watch your chain react. Can't lie. I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets. Unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it. Yo, please. Shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody'll save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the